Hey there, just a heads up, this podcast is for grown-ups only. We're talking about adult stuff. Think spicy language, mature themes, and topics your grandma might raise an eyebrow at. So if you're under 18, come back when you're older. For everyone else, enjoy the ride. Welcome to Hacking Love, Deepening Commitment Through Open Relationships. I'm Anna.
And I'm Aiden. We're thrilled to have you on this journey.
Together for 3 years now, we both came from long marriages and found ourselves craving a fresh approach to love and connection. Traditional monogamy just didn't resonate with us anymore, and we realized that exploring ethical non-monogamy could be the key to deepening our relationship and enriching our lives. In this podcast, we'll share our experiences, insights, and the lessons we've learned along the way. We want to create a space where you can feel comfortable exploring new ideas about relationships, whether you're curious about E&M or just seeking solutions for challenges in your current partnership. So if you're ready to rethink what love can look like, tune in as we dive into the world of ethical non-monogamy and discover how it can revolutionize your relationships. Welcome to Hacking Love. So I'm going to be out of town for a couple weekends in a row for work conferences. And I suggested that you reach out to this single girl who's part of our lifestyle group, who's really cute and young and just one of those like bisexual, into everything, like just department of yes, like everyone loves her.
And She's super hot.
She's great body. And I feel like there's an attraction there for sure. They've kissed and you guys have...
She kissed a lot of guys though, not just me.
But she's not picky, but that doesn't mean you're not completely hot. But so... But she was a good kisser and you're attracted to her. And then she came in the room at the party after we had sex in the back bedroom. And she's standing over here? Us. She's like, what's going on here? And I was like, I just basically had amazing sex with you. It was amazing. And she was like, wow. And I told her, you should try it sometime.
You did say that.
And she goes, I will. And so I think she's into you. I know you're hesitant to believe that, but I think she's definitely into you. I don't think you realize how attractive you are. So my thought
it's
was...
part of my charm, babe.
It is part of your charm. So my genius idea, because I don't have a problem with you playing separately. I just don't like to see it in person. And I'm much better off like just hearing about it later. And then I'm fine because you've already come back to me.
And to be clear, that's happened one time.
Yes.
In the beginning. And that's the night I had described in an earlier episode that I really wasn't into it. And then I ended up coming over here and just changing my whole separate play desires because it just wasn't the experience I was hoping for.
Y'all didn't have the chemistry.
We didn't have the chemistry. In this case, I think there would be chemistry.
Yes, there is definitely.
But we don't play separately so far. It's standard the way we approach the lifestyle so far.
And so my thought is like, we don't have to, and I've learned this from other podcasts, part of the couple might be fine with the other one playing separately while the other one may not be fine with it yet. And so one plays separately while the other one doesn't yet until the other partner is okay with it, or they may never be okay with it, and that's fine. Because really, if you're in a good relationship, that's the main thing. So it really doesn't matter.
You don't feel like I would owe you?
I would definitely not, no. So anyway, so my genius idea was that we try the separate play with you again, because I'm fine with you playing separately, except for with this woman, we will have to come up with a sexy nickname for her. And while I'm gone, right? Because perfect opportunity, I'll be super busy. I won't even be thinking about it. I have ADHD and I just tend to be out of sight, out of mind. So I wouldn't be stressing about it. I would just, as long as it's not right in front of my face, I'm like, all right, just tell me about it later. And then once you're telling me about it later, it's already happened and you're already back with me. You obviously didn't leave me for her. So then it's psychologically fine. So I was like, okay, we'll go do that. So I just thought that was super efficient in a way for you to get to try that again, but with someone where you have more chemistry and a good time where I'm out of town. So I was like, all right, just being very intellectual about it.
Yes,
so I woke up this morning, as I tend to do, I tend to intellectualize. And I was like, ah, shit. Like, I always pretend I'm not jealous, but I am. And what I realized was that my genius idea in pushing that was really just to get it over with so that you... Because I feel like it's going to happen anyway, because I feel like y'all are attracted to each other. You have great chemistry. She's super hot. She's totally your type. And you don't have a lot of people you're super attracted to. You're like me. Mm-hmm. Our goal in the lifestyle is not to have bad sex with people we're not attracted to, keep our partner happy, right? And not feeling insecure. Our goal is to have great sex with people we are attracted to and then work through the jealousy that ensues because it's inevitable. And the way you work through it is by experiencing it and then coming back together. And you're like, oh, they're still here. This is great. So my thought was, I just want you to go do that and fuck her already. And then come back.
Fuck her already.
Fuck her already. And then come back to me already. And then I can jump to the next stage where I'm like, he came back to me. Yay. And then it's not hanging over my head that y'all are going to fuck like for months and months. Right. It's just done. So I still am in favor strongly of this idea. And I think you would love to do it. I think your only hesitation is you think she's not going to be into it, which I think is crazy pants. I think she's completely down. But I think it would just take her realizing I'm completely on board with it. So either me reaching out to us, to her, or you giving her my number or whatever it is to let her know that I'm totally fine with it and why, and that you guys have a good time. And I even suggested, because y'all haven't hung out like a ton, like maybe just take her to dinner first so she doesn't feel like, because she's a single girl, right? It's not like she has somebody to go home to. She might feel a little more used if you were just like, meet me at my house, fuck me, and that's it, right? Like it might feel, I don't know how she would feel. She's younger. She may be fine with more casual play. But I would be fine with any and all of that scenario, because I just, if I'm off on my retreats and I'm doing my own thing, I'm just not going to be thinking about it.
Yeah. So just for background, so you sent me a voice note today and said, hey, here's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Let's just get this out of the way. And just to admit to you, and I'm embarrassed about it.
I was.
I feel a little icky about it, or jealous.
Yeah.
Yeah. You explain, because you.
Yeah. So I was like, all right, it seemed, you know, if you're telling your partner to go sleep with somebody, it seems the opposite of jealousy, right? Like almost like, yeah, I don't care. Just go fuck that hot girl, blah, blah, blah. And I realized, and I've done this more than once, where I've been so open about, yeah, do whatever you want or whatever. And it's because I don't want to control anybody. And I want to feel like you're with me because you're choosing me. Mm-hmm. And if I'm restricting your choices, then I don't know if you're really choosing me for me, or you're just being controlled, right? Mm-hmm. So I don't love that. That doesn't feel loving to me. If I tell you you can do whatever you want and you do whatever you want and you come back to me, then I'm like, ah, he fucking loves me because he could have done whatever he wants. So,
which is a really radical way of thinking about this. Or way of, I don't think most people would do that. They have the inner jealousy workings that hold them back and want them to grasp and control, or at least keep you close so that they don't lose you, right?
Yeah.
And so, but yours is inverted. You still may have a fear of losing.
Yes.
But you're approaching it in a way that's like, actually makes more sense.
I think it makes more sense in my brain.
Where does your fear lie? If it's not on that part.
It's an irrational fear of losing you, right? Like, you're going to have this amazing sex. I can just tell already. The sex will be amazing. She's much more adventuresome than I am, right? She could do all kinds of configurations with you, with groups and orgies and lots of women. And
You're really getting ahead of yourself.
Girl on girl things. That would be so awesome that, at least right now, I'm not into. And, like, it could just offer you a window into experiences that you could still have, even though I'm not ready for or interested in those kind of experiences. The groups get overwhelming for me. It's just, I just like to focus on who I'm with.
So you left me the voice note.
So I left you the voice note when I realized, I was like, I was being disingenuous that I was so nonchalant about it and not completely honest. I didn't even know. I wasn't being honest with myself either. So I didn't realize it till this morning, but completely honest about why, like my motivation behind it. Mm-hmm. And so I told you in the voice memo the motivation. And
thank you for that, by the way.
You're welcome. That's really,
you were being honest. You're telling me what was on your mind, and I need to know those things. And it just leads to us being closer every time. And that's a lesson for anyone listening, is that just say the thing.
Yeah.
You're not going to get laughed at, or the response will be loving if you're with a loving person.
Yeah.
Just like last night, I was telling you my insecurities about some things, and it's just important to share those things. And it's just, the vulnerability is just, you can't compete with it. It's just,
no.
It leads to goodness.
Exactly. It's so true.
So you had a little monkey face hiding its eyes.
I did.
You're embarrassed about telling me.
I was so embarrassed. I was like, I just hate seeming like insecure, needy, jealous, any of that. I just feel like, oh, it's so embarrassing.
I, of course, thought it was adorable.
You're so sweet.
And so I called you and I was like, you. And we talked about it and you were telling me this whole thing. And I, of course, started getting turned on. So after a while, I was like, can I just come over and talk about you with you in person, and maybe we'll record this podcast afterwards. Yes. So we came over and had some amazing sex just about 30 minutes ago.
Yep.
And here we are talking about it. Fresh on the mind.
So yeah, and it's okay, whatever my motivation is behind it, but it's important to, I think, understand it, because if we do go move forward with this, you'll understand, hey, I'm actually helping the situation with Anna. Like, not only do you want to do this, and it sounds exciting and fun, by going ahead and doing it sooner, you're going to help me feel better sooner, for sure. Because it is so counterintuitive when you're dating someone that you're going to go and have sex with somebody else, much less while they're out of town, much less separately. Like, it just feels like you're not supposed to do that. But when you're in ethical non-monogamy, like, it's literally out in the open. There's nothing unethical about it. Everyone is informed. All parties are informed. There's so much communication going on about it. And I just, like, how cool would that be? Like, I want you to have a good experience. Just like I want to have good experiences, mm-hmm. right? I even had a dream last night about the guy we're going to see.
Oh, really?
I sent you the voicemail of the dream. Did you not listen to it?
I didn't get anything about a dream.
Dude, it's you just need to scroll up and you're
Tell me about it. Tell us all about
oh,
it
Oh, fine. Okay, so it was like little snippets. So it was, I was sitting on a couch. We were at a party somewhere. It was a long couch. And you were sitting next to me. And then smart guy was sitting on the other side, like, but down a little bit.
That's happened before.
And then, yes. And then there was another guy standing in front of me. So Ooh. It was like I was here with three guys.
You had another guy.
I did. The third guy had no face. I don't know who he was.
But Faceless I was third guy.
But it was understood that all three of y'all were my boyfriends. And it was, and all I remember is, and I told you this in the voice memo, I felt really happy. And I was just like on the couch, just chilling.
Oh, you like that.
Chilling. I really liked it. Apparently yeah. in my dream, I was like very happy about it.
It's
like,
not that far of a leap.
It's not. My dreams are so obvious.
Yes, they're very obvious.
And then weird interlude dream about having to take care of my old dog and some other dog that was brown that looks like my trainer's dog. And then I kept forgetting I had them and I left them outside and I came back and the police were there picking up my dog and my dog was trying to take a shit and they shat out a foam roller. So I was like, oh my God, that dog's going to die. My dog's going to die because I left them alone and they ate a foam roller and it was coming out fully as a foam roller and this tiny dog. And I was like, there's no way their insides are okay after that. And I felt so bad. And then
that could be related.
I guess.
You left your dog, aka maybe your relationship, out in the cold.
I thought it was like, maybe I'm not paying enough attention to my kids because it was two dogs. Aww. And then the other dog starts shitting out the foam roller. And then I was like, they're going to die. I'm a terrible caretaker. I realized I hadn't given them water in days and I'm like trying to give them water. And anyway, I just felt like terrible. Okay. Unrelated, but maybe related. Maybe who knows what's going on there. But I want to revisit your
I hear a little anxiety. I hear some happiness in the first one, which is really interesting to me.
I was so relaxed and happy. And then I went into like...
She had three boyfriends, one faceless, me and smart guy.
Yes. And then I go into anxiety dream about not taking care of dogs and them shooting foam rollers. Terrible. Then I go into another one that's like just really a few seconds where I'm in the back seat of my SUV, like the way back where the groceries... with smart guy and I'm sitting in his lap and we're perched up looking over the seat toward the front of the car and you're right in the back seat looking over toward
staring
us,
at you
and we're all three just like talking or whatever but I'm and we're all very close together and we're just talking whatever but I'm really turned on and smart guy is like when he talks he turns towards me and his hot breath is on my neck and it like turns me on so much and he's just talking in my neck is this mm-hmm. just super casual thing that's happening and women we are so easy it is like the little things you guys like it was not some crazy porn dream it was like I'm just sitting there talking to you guys and there's like hot breath on my neck and I woke up so horny and
you are funny
that was it that wow. was it and I realized two things was that like I could imagine because things go awry in these when you hook up with people you've never hooked up with all the time, like performance issues, like whatever it is. And I was like, I just realized that with smart guy, which we have on the books, I guess for 3 weeks or something, that I don't care how it goes. I like him as a person. Mm-hmm. I'm turned on by him enough to do things for him or to just be happy doing whatever, even mm-hmm. if he can't perform for whatever reason or something happens with his partner
for you it's like that's really the important part is the connection and liking them as a person and then this is just
if I'm I like them I'm attracted to them
it takes the worry out of something not going right.
It totally does.
And maybe it doesn't go awry in those situations.
I know. Yeah. So that was a kind of revelation to me. Because, yeah, if I think about it, like, if it's you, like, you're the more person I'm most attracted to in the whole world. Like, if you had an issue, like, it wouldn't matter. I would still have a great time with you.
Yeah.
We would find a way. We would talk and take a break. And then we'd try again. It's no big deal. I'm still totally having a great time. I'm turned on. But I think it's because there's, like, mutual attraction and love. And which I wouldn't have love in that. But, like, with just liking the person and being like, this is still a pleasurable encounter.
Mm-hmm.
Versus.
And that just points out that's what we're in it for. It's not just the sex. That's just more us, again. And I think that's where we are in the spectrum of lifestyle. From sport fucking on the left all the way to social swinging on the right. And it's really interesting to hear that. And I think it mirrors my experience as well, the kinds of things that I want to see.
Yeah.
So I think we're on the same page there. So let's just think about the situation with hot girl.
Yeah.
And if that were reversed, right? And this is what we're talking about on the phone before I came over here. And if it were reversed, I said, so is this something that you want? And you said, what did you say?
I said,
do you also want separate play if you find someone like this that's single?
Yeah. Like, my ideal is one-on-one, right? But that doesn't matter to me. Yes. I'm not going to lie. That is my number one preferred method. Like, I just get distracted with too many people in the room. That could change. And I'm also open to change. But currently, that's where I am. But also, it's not a need. It's, that's my preference. But I don't need that if you're not there yet. And that's where I'm saying, like, I'm okay with you doing separate play, but you're not ready for me to do separate play yet. That's fine. We don't have to be equal. It doesn't have to be a scorecard at all. I think it's just I most of all want to be respectful of our relationship first, whatever that looks like. Yeah. I don't need other dick. I really don't. I'm so happy with you. This is just literally for me, it's about personal growth and our growth as a couple.
Same for me. And the reality is that let's say I had a successful date with Smart Girl when you're out of town.
Yeah.
Which is your preference.
Yes.
But the reality is I would probably soften up on that quote rule in that, why shouldn't you have this? And maybe it is turning. I think the difference for me is, and I told you earlier.
Yeah.
You might be able to distract yourself with your ADD brain in a retreat and not think about it. Right. I would be thinking about every second of it.
Exactly.
And it might not be a bad thing. Maybe it's a turn on. What's she doing now? And I wonder what's going on. Know. And then I can get check-ins from you. And maybe you send a video, because I've heard of other podcasts where they send a video. The partner sends a video of what they're doing with the other person. And the guys encourage it. I could see something like that I could see my mind slowly desensitizing, as it has this entire process, to all the things I thought were a problem early on. I thought the jealousy, or I thought the no kissing from the beginning, all those things. It just tends to just, the anxiety tends to wane the longer you're in, I think. At least for us, it has.
Yeah.
But I'm not there right now. You go on a date and me staying home with my dick in my hands, which probably would be happening.
Maybe.
My dick would be in my hands, probably. And it's really loving of you to feel that way. And again, I'm not even convinced I want to do it, because I have my own issues with playing separately from you.
Yeah.
But in this case.
What are those issues for you?
I felt it the first time I did it, the first and last time, that it just wasn't you. And I just love being with you so much. And being with someone who I think is not you and not your qualities was eye-opening. Because in that incident, we've talked about in a previous podcast what happened there. I went forward with it because it's what you're supposed to do. And you almost encouraged us to be together that night. And then you went home and got really turned on by it.
Yeah.
and then I ended up just sleeping with another woman, which I've done many times in my life. And it's not like I need new pussy. And I think that's when I realized I'm not really in it for that. And that was a really actually... And again, separate play, I learned a massive lesson.
Yeah.
And that's what this is all about. It wasn't about the act and doing it. It was more like, what did I learn from that? I don't really want that anymore. Yeah. So I went from standard guy in the lifestyle, looking to get laid, how's it going to happen, who's it going to be with, to I'm going to be a little more selective, and I'm going to be a little bit more discerning about the experiences I have, especially in our context of us.
Yeah.
So I don't know, it was a great lesson to learn. So it helped me learn what I want and don't want. And that was a big one, because it kind of directs where we're going to go, who we're going to be with, the couples that we would be entertaining.
Yeah.
So I don't know, it was great, but...
You don't know it, and so much of this you can't know until you try it.
If you had a separate play, let's say you're really into a guy, and he's a single guy, And we got past all of the issues with you being with a single guy, which is different for me.
Yeah.
And we got there. We definitely learned. And I know what I would learn is I would learn that it was just fine. That you went out, you had a great time. You felt adored and loved and satiated or whatever it was. Then I get to fuck you.
Yes, always. Oh, I just thought of one more thing that probably bothers me about hot girl. Is she single? She's not mm-hmm. paired up. What if she falls in love with you? She's totally available. And you could totally break up with me and start dating her. She doesn't have the built-in relationship of...
But we did hear that she's a hot mess for life. So...
I know, but there's hot mess scale, right?
No, right now I have...
Maybe she's going to be great in the sack. That can...
I'm on right now at the hot crazy scale.
Yeah.
You're the hot and the low crazy. You're on the other end of it.
That's so
very
sweet.
Hot, low crazy. Aww. She's probably very hot, high crazy. None of us need that in our lives. No, it can be fun for a short time.
Yeah, that's true. But technically, right. So that's a little different. I was just thinking about, because I hadn't thought about playing separately with a single guy. I don't know why I hadn't thought of that, because that's what makes total sense. Because very few couples allow separate play. Actually, more do than you think, but
I think a lot of them do.
A lot of them.
But not the ones we've met.
I've always,
not the ones we're into.
That's true.
They haven't done that yet.
But when I've thought in my mind about playing separately, I've thought about playing separately with
one of the married guys. Yeah, I am much more okay with that too, for the same reason.
Yeah, obviously I think I am too. Yeah. I just thought of that. Mm-hmm. I was like, that's probably one of the reasons hot girl is a little more tweaking my jealousy. It's like, yeah, she's entirely available.
To a lot of people.
To everyone. Yeah, she is. She's a very beautiful, open personality.
I do like that about her. She didn't have any hesitation in just being out there and being as sexual as she wanted to be and as flirty as she wanted to be. And there was no...
Yeah.
And maybe that's why she hangs around lifestyle people.
I can see that. She's very smiling all the time and just loves everybody and shows it.
And she likes girls and she gets all the girls she wants.
She gets all the everybody she wants. Yeah. She's the star of the show for sure.
You're the star of the show.
No, I'm not. I'm like awkward in the corner being like, I only have these people I like. It's two people I will get.
You're the star of my show.
Okay. All right. I know. But honestly, yeah, the more we talk about this, like, who knows? People, if you listen to all the other podcasts like we have, you realize how massively people change over the years with their partners. And so I've just accepted where I currently am, but then also I'm open to just the more experiences you let yourself have, the more opportunities you have to learn mm-hmm. and change mm-hmm. and adjust course with your partner.
Which is why we're in it.
And it's part of the fun, honestly.
It really is. It's never boring.
And I really am so confident in our relationship. Like, I'm not worried. Like, I know in my brain, if you go fuck hot girl while I'm out of town, that you're not leaving me. I know that.
Never, no.
But there is that part of me that's, could happen.
It's the id versus the ego, right? Your id's
Yes.
And your ego, your intellect is saying, no, it's fine.
Exactly.
And that's a big part of the lifestyle lessons is merging those two.
Yeah.
And it's when you come into the lifestyle, I think you're much more in your reactive brain.
Yeah.
You're much more on the lookout, what's this all about, where are the threats, where are the risks, where are the opportunities.
Yeah.
And then as you get into it, you're like, we're intellectualizing right now about this.
Yeah.
And I think you just the id starts to wane a little bit, that reactive part of your brain that gets scared and the fight or flight and no, I need to hold on over time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really cool because I want to be completely in control of my ego and my id. I want to be mm-hmm. the master of my thoughts. I've always strived for that and I haven't been in the past, of course. It's hard to do that through life. But I think that's part of coming together as a person
mm-hmm.
over time is merging those two things. And so I think ultimately that's what we'll be doing.
Yeah.
And any people who are really grown through the lifestyle, they seem to be there. They seem to be at the point, yeah, that's what we're doing.
Amazing.
And yeah, I know she's here forever and we share this family and then she's going on a date tonight and she had a really great time. I was really happy for her. I don't think we're that far from there.
Yeah.
It's just the getting past the reactive stuff that we've been taught our entire lives.
Yeah, totally.
So.
Yeah. So we'll see. But yeah, like, I think you just have to share with each other how you're feeling in the moment as you're moving through everything. But so what are you feeling like now? Do you think you could reach out to her and see about setting that up? Because it's not that far away and it takes people a while. She's got little kids.
She's probably going to go to that same party. Maybe she'll be there tonight.
Yeah.
You can sidebar her.
Would you be comfortable with that?
Yeah, if it doesn't embarrass me.
Okay, so tell me, let's talk about that. What could I say or not say that would embarrass you?
I don't know, you can ask me.
Okay.
What do you think?
Yeah.
If she gives you the positive, you could even bring up the trip.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, I hesitate to have you do this for me. I'm a man, I could do it.
Well, that was my suggestion initially.
Yeah, I know, but it's an opportunity because we'll be there tonight.
It is an opportunity. And I think, like, I love letting you just make your own dates and all that, except for the fact that in this situation, it's nice to have me initiate it because it gives her the confidence that I'm aware of it and that it's even my idea.
Yeah.
And then she doesn't have to feel worried about making me mad or jealous.
Right. No,
she is
really
going to make me jealous,
actually.
But she's not going to do it in my face. So I'm going to be fine. We don't need to let her into all that. She just knows.
I'll take some video for you. It'd be great.
No, I don't need to see that. You can take it for yourself, for your spank bank, if she's down. Yes. And maybe one day in a few years I can watch it. That's sometimes. Yeah,
I know. That's a plan. We could probably do that. I have no problem with that.
Okay.
If you really want to go this route, that's where I'm.
Yeah.
You know.
I think that would help me. Because otherwise, I'm just going to be stressed about you fucking her for months and months and months. Eventually, it's going to happen. And I'm like, I just want it to happen. Then it can happen as many times as it wants. If it's happened and you came back to me already, I'm like, all right, fine. We're done. We're good. Then I'm like, fuck her as much as you want.
Oh my gosh, you're amazing.
No, I'm not. I'm just very strange.
No,
what do you think that is?
I think you're more open. You're just more loving and open. And I think you're also super aware of where you are mentally in all this. And you know what's might be making you jealous, and you're just saying, let's just push past that. And that's a gift. It's nothing to say. It's weird. It's, so, and I'll see. She's one of the few that I'd be like, yeah, no, I would do that.
I know. I knew that immediately.
Yeah. You knew as soon as you saw her, you're like, oh, he's going to like her.
Yeah, definitely.
Just like I could spot a guy, I know you're going
to. And that's good. Like, I always try to go back to, if I have that feeling like, he's going to like her more than me, that kind of feeling. Like, what is the alternative? Is to tell you can only date trolls? And that is not okay. Like, that you're not attracted to? No. Like, the idea is that we both find people we find attractive and that we like and have a connection with. And that's going to bring up more jealousy than it would than if we had rules about you having to date nothing but twos. So it's just...
And this is the benefit for you, is this opens it up for you as well, right? And
maybe.
That's kind of what you want.
It doesn't have to.
Yeah.
Like, it might help you realize if you have this amazing fucking mind-blowing sex with this young, beautiful woman and you still want to come back to me, my thought was maybe you'll be like, oh, that means Anna could do the same thing, have amazing sex with a really cool person, and that she'll come back to me, right? Because sometimes it's hard to realize that. Maybe you will leave me for her, which if you do, then better now than...
Stop with that.
Better now than later, because I'm so hooked. I'm so in and committed.
But that's next level stuff from where we're at, and that's interesting to me.
Yeah.
Because it's always interesting to me, the next level.
It is.
And that's, again, the fun of this lifestyle is you're moving on to the next thing, and like, okay, what about this? And I'm wondering if people listening to this think about where they're at, right? They're like, a lot of them probably, if they're fairly new, are like, oh my gosh, they're negotiating him going and fucking another woman. And that's where we are. We're like, are we really doing this? We're just negotiating us, like when we broke up and it was all about paranoia and trust and years ago. But that's where we're at. And I have to say, it's a good feeling, a good place to be.
Yeah.
Because I know the trust is there, not in just of each other, but in our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
The wanting the other person to be happy and have great experiences is there.
Mm-hmm.
And those are really great things. So I think that the shock that probably some people have listening to this is probably real. It's like they're negotiating this thing, and how would I ever do that? How would I ever let my man or my woman go do this thing? But this is over a lot of time and a lot of talking and a lot of communicating, just like we're doing now. It doesn't come overnight. It's, as I've been saying throughout these recordings, it's little by little baby steps that grow, and now we're taking leaps because I think we've built that base of, hey, this is fun, what else can we do? And I think coming to this new would be like, whoa, what are they doing?
It makes sense. I would really think about too that we talked about the let them theory yesterday, just letting your partner be themselves and letting each other be themselves, right? So right now, like, I think you're much more open to new different experiences, more experiences than I am. And I'm just still just attracted to very few people, and like smaller one-on-one things, and that's just where I am. But that doesn't mean I want you to have to make your world smaller to accommodate me. Mm-hmm. I think there's a way, maybe multiple ways, that we can figure out how to, for you to have your journey in this lifestyle and for me too, in my own way. And then we have things that we do together and we just keep experimenting.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause there's going to be a time, right? I don't know. We take really good care of ourselves and, you know, I think we look pretty good for our age and we're healthy. But there's going to be a time, we're in our 50s, that I don't know when that's going to come, where maybe we can't do this anymore. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to look back and be like, ah, I cock blocked him.
Right.
I just don't. Like, you're a good person. And
like I always say, if not now, when? And if I'm ready to make a step, if not now, when am I going to do it? I have right. this opportunity or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's another part of, I think it's a good capper for this one, is that savoring the moment that you're in. Mm-hmm. Like, we're here. Mm-hmm. Talking about this thing, it's a different level than we were at a month ago, and a different level that we'll be at in a month, probably.
Definitely.
But we're enjoying that. And we're enjoying right now this conversation and thinking about the possibilities. That's how it's been since we got in Lifestyle.
So just much
thinking
fun.
About the next possibilities. It's really hot and it's really interesting and fascinating. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think it's, but we're savoring this right now. We love where we're at, mm-hmm. but we're learning every day, like even just overnight with your dreams and your realization this morning. And that's new.
Totally.
And I don't know how many people who've been together a long time have knew a lot like that.
Yeah.
And that's pretty cool.
Because it doesn't happen when you're not stretching beyond your boundaries. Sometimes boundaries are great, right? Sometimes they're needed, whatever, guardrails. And it's okay to have them along in the way. But
boundaries with exploration.
With exploration, right? Like, you want to stay safe and healthy and all that kind of stuff, obviously. But, you know, with certain things where if you just start to ask your little self, I wonder why that's a boundary for me. I wonder why I'm saying no to that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying no to women because I feel nothing in my nether regions when I look at women.
Yeah. And that's more of a preference than a boundary.
That's just, yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's not because I have been told that sex with the same sex is bad. I've never been told that. I have gay, bisexual relatives, very open family. No issues about that whatsoever. If I was attracted to women, I'd be all over it. But there's other things. Huh, I wonder why I feel like I can be super loud when we have sex and that makes me orgasm better. And I know I enjoy sex more with it. But why am I quieter with new guys when I'm in front of you?
Do we even know that you are yet?
I feel like...
Or the guy that you're into? I don't think we know.
I have no idea.
I think you're going to be just as loud.
I might. I'm trying to think about it. But I,
especially if I'm not real close by.
Yeah, and she's not super close by. I don't want to just, I don't know. I don't want to get in her head either. But I'm also trying to just get to the point where I'm like, it's okay. Where I'm just like, I'm going to let them have their own emotions. We've talked about it ahead of time, done everything that I can. But then I'm just going to enjoy myself however it is. And we'll let the chips fall where they may.
Mm-hmm.
So that I'm not just worried about everybody else in the room. But yeah, it's...
I think you'll get over that fast with practice.
I think that is when it comes to, it's, oh, why do I feel that way? That's programming mm-hmm. of, I don't want to seem like a slut. I don't want to be seen as taking somebody else's man, or he's enjoying it too much, or I'm enjoying it too much, hurting your feelings or whatever. And then I can say, is that true? I can start asking, is that true? It may not be true. A lot of these women, especially who've been in it for a long time, this, they're fine. They don't care. They're not thinking about it. They're having a great time with you. They're not thinking about me at all. Yeah. And you don't think I'm a slut. You love and encourage my sexuality.
You're a slut. You're my slut.
That's so true. Thought I'd make this other recording just me. This can be part of the next episode, the one we just recorded, or it can just be a memo for Aiden, for Anna. I was thinking about the separate play thing. And how that would actually play out in real life. I think there are so few women who would be willing to let their husbands or partners play separately. So that I think that would be so few and far between if Aiden ever decided that he was okay with that. But still interesting, and I have no urgency and I have no sort of interest in comparing numbers or keeping things equal. I wouldn't even want to. I wouldn't feel any urgency to have notches on my belt or anything like that. I am more about quality versus quantity. It would probably take some effort for me to go out and find single men or men in the lifestyle who would be willing to play separately or able to, right, if their partners didn't want them to. And I just know myself, I'm not going to be on the apps trolling for single guys to date separately. That's not going to happen. I'm much more likely to just wait till somebody comes to me. So I just think it would be a really rare instance where that would happen. But I'm having fun exploring the idea of Aiden doing it and enjoy the conversation we had about how I could help make that happen and make it more comfortable. And I love the idea of happening tomorrow night if we could make it happen. But yeah, those are my thoughts. Yeah, I started thinking it through and I was like, I know myself. If Aiden said, you've said I could play separately, I don't think anything in my life would change. I just would be home working or reading or doing whatever. Like I can't see myself on the apps looking actively. It would have to be somebody coming to me, hearing that I was open to playing separately and suggesting it, because we'd already connected in some way. And I think that is going to be few and far between, which is completely fine with me. That's all.